Does money love you, or is it the source of much pain in your life? According to our guest today, Morgana Ray, money is the number one excuse people give for what they can't have, do, or be. We're often afraid that we won't have enough money or we'll lose what we already have, and we see money as this evil thing, you know, that's holding us back. The media, our friends, our family, and employers often use kind of scare tactics to keep you feeling this way. And this fear and doubt of our financial security and abundance can limit and block us from achieving true financial success. So how can you break free from your money monster and turn him or her into your money honey? Well, international wealth coach and 20-time best-selling author Morgana Ray is joining us to share how we can attract money like a desired lover. But before we get to that, hello, good evening, afternoon, or morning, wherever you may be. My name is Carolyn Owens, and I'm the host of Let's Coach. Now, Let's Coach is a show that brings the best from the coaching world for you to use in your everyday life. And we talk about what coaching can do for you. We bring you some great small business ideas and some good news stories and stories about people who are paying it forward in their everyday lives. When I'm not hosting the show, I serve to help you up-level your skills so you can up-level your career, your income, your business, your life. I love to connect with you and hear from our listeners and hear what you think about the show, or if you'd like to be connected with a guest that we have on the show. You can visit me by and learn more about me by visiting what I call my connection hub. So if you just go to Carolyn360.com, you're going to find everything you need there to connect with me, a link to my blog, social media, and yes, I know I need to get better with my social media, but you will find everything there. Now, I have to say, I am very, very excited to have with us Morgana Ray. Now, Morgana is a 20-time international number one best-selling author, mentor coach, and she's regarded to be the world's number one authority on your relationship with money. Her groundbreaking approach to love-centered wealth building has featured her on the Wall Street Journal, Yahoo Finance, many of the major television networks, Coast to Coast Radio, and hundreds of other venues and platforms. Morgana's fans call her the money goddess because of the many documented stories of clients that are manifesting unexpected income of hundreds and thousands and tens of thousands and even over $1 million within hours of changing their relationship with money. A pioneer in personal development for over 27 years. And I have to say, Morgana does not look old enough to have been doing this for 27 years. But she writes, she speaks, and she coaches from a desire to truly empower people, entrepreneurs, artists, healers, and humanitarians to have a big impact in the world and to heal the rift between heart, spirit, and money. So let's give a warm Let's Coach welcome to Morgana Ray. Hi, Morgana.
Oh, my goodness. Talk about a warm welcome. Thank you so much.
Well, I have to say I am so happy to have you here with us today because I know you and I have actually known each other for some time, and I'm embarrassed to say that I have never had you as a guest on the show.
Well, thank you. I believe in divine timing, and yeah, it's, you know, it's funny, you and I are kind of part of the old guard of coaches. I remember when I was a newbie, and now we're kind of the, I don't know, established senior authorities, I would say.
We have wisdom to share.
We do.
You know, one of the other things that we have never, ever talked about is why you became a wealth coach. And now I get to hear it with our listeners. Why did you become a wealth coach?
not intentionally. Let me tell you that I've never been driven by money per se. Like, if that were what I wanted to do, there are so many more obvious choices my life could have taken. For one, I would not have majored in religion at a liberal arts college. It was because that was an area that I struggled with and could not find a solution to. And it was no one was more surprised than I, because I had grown up with the lie that if I went to school, got good grades, worked hard, did what I was told, did what I was supposed to do, the money thing would take care of itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't. And it didn't matter how good I was at marketing, because I'm really good at marketing. And it didn't matter how many success stories or testimonials or reputation I had. I had lots and lots of celebrity clients, mountains of testimonials. It didn't matter how many certifications, because that was what I would do. It's like, oh my God, I'm not making money. Well, maybe if I got this skill set, right? And that was never the problem. So I'm talking to the do-gooder, good student, overachiever people in the audience who you've just been killing yourself, taking classes, going to events, oh my God, buying online courses. Whoa. And like, I'm so guilty of that. And just like trying to become worthy of making money, trying to solve the problem and doing everything you're told, everything your coaches tell you, all of it, mm-hmm. reading the book, vision board, mantras, you name it, you know, from like really, really practical stuff to as far out woo as you can go. And nothing was working. So not really jokingly call myself the poster child for financial failure, like where everything on paper, I should have been doing fine. And I should have been doing more than fine. I should have been doing ridiculously well. And at my lowest point, I was living in Los Angeles, flying up to Northern California every weekend to get more coaching chops, and taking all these classes on selling and marketing and anything you can think of, and working with a coach and making $100 a month. Try to do that. And let's add the Ivy League education. And still, with the business card and the website and the brochures and the networking meetings, I was just hemorrhaging money and not making it. And it was hopeless. No, but I was doing everything I was supposed to be doing. And it's like having money-repelling superpowers, because it didn't matter. I had just taken a class on overcoming sales objections, and I assume you all know what that is, but just in case somebody doesn't, there are classes that give you scripts and teach you what to say when somebody mm-hmm. says, oh, I'd love to, but I can't afford it. I would love to, but I don't have time. And I don't even remember what those scripts are, because I don't really like to overcome objections. But at the time, good girl student that I was, I did exactly what I was supposed to do. 7 people in a row, I overcame their objections. 7 people in a row didn't show up and didn't pay.
Oh.
But right? Which, by the way, is one of the reasons I'm not personally a big fan of overcoming objections, because I want easy yeses. I'm just no longer in the business of convincing anybody of anything. But anyway, that I digress. So after I got that 7th no-show, I just couldn't take it anymore. I had like lost my last ounce of hope, and I was empty and hopeless, furious, despairing. I felt hated by the universe. I felt tricked. I felt betrayed. I felt like such a loser. And I just couldn't see my way out of it. And I remember in my little tiny apartment, pulling the blackout, you know, closing the blackout drapes, just, you know, crypting out my room and getting on my bed, lying down, and just crying and wailing and screaming and just really wanting to die. Just didn't know what I was going to do. And there's a real value, by the way, to just allowing yourself to sink to the bottom of the pool that way. Because when you get to the bottom, you hit the bottom and you have something to rise from. And when I had just emptied myself, I had two thoughts, which the first one was that maybe money needed to be my area of spiritual growth. Full disclosure, that doesn't mean that's for you. That just means I'm from Southern California and spirituality is like really easy for us. So it was like, well, maybe if I make it my next area of spiritual growth, I can justify having it. Maybe then I can figure out a way to like have it without guilt or make it without guilt. Because, you know, I would get weird thoughts about charging to help people, which is kind of insane if you think about it. It's what, we're only supposed to charge to harm people? That's really not a viable paradigm. And the other thought that came into me was kind of to the curiosity, like, what is going on inside of me that can't be with money? Because something is not adding up. And the very next day, I had a call with my coach. And remember, I'm not making enough money for my rent or food or health insurance or anything, but I'm so grateful that I had a coach anyway. Mm-hmm. I was just devastated spending big time at that time in my life. It was really scary. But because I had a coach and because I was in that incredibly dark place, and my coach got this moment of inspiration, and we'll never know where it came from, my life changed on a dime. I had a call with my coach the next day, and we'd been working together for months, and he was a great coach, but I would do everything he said, and nothing would work, and we would just be like, staring at the situation, trying to figure out what's going to work for me. And I just came in this really despairing place. And he asked me two questions. He asked me what had happened around money growing up. And I thought of things that I had never really thought were significant. Things that happen, the decisions we make in childhood stay with us for life. I saw family members fighting and never speaking again, and I made a really quick and healthy decision for a 12-year-old, which was, it's not my business, even though the money was being stolen from me. I just decided this is adult stuff, which is also a reasonable decision when you're 12 and other people are paying all your bills. And I just decided this is adult stuff. I'm going to stay out of it and I'm just going to choose love. And at that moment, I made a decision that I didn't know that I was deciding, which was that money got in the way of love. So I reject money and I choose love. And I didn't know that until he asked me that question. And now I go a lot deeper than that. I was just lucky that I was ready to die at that moment, so I got the transformation anyway. So the second question was really the question that changed my life. And he asked me, Morgana, if your money was a person, who would your money be? And in that moment, I suddenly saw, out of nowhere, I just saw this big, scary, dirty, violent biker who caused fights. And I could feel my whole body contract. This is really, really important. I could feel my whole body contract. And I could see myself in my mind's eye at a live event with my eye on him, constantly hyper-vigilant to create maximum distance between the two of us. And until that moment in my life, and I think I was 32 years old or so, I'm counting the years, 36. Wow, worse than I thought. I had no idea that while I was working so relentlessly to build my career and make money, that 24/7, my entire system existed to create distance between myself and money because money felt that dangerous to me. And I couldn't know that until I made it a person. We can talk about money beliefs and money stories and blah, 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 blah forever. And a lot of coaches do, and it's a fascinating intellectual exercise. But nothing changes until you get really deep into your experience and your full body, emotional, spiritual, subconscious belief system that we don't have access to consciously. So uncovering the root cause of why you really protect yourself from money. And I promise you it's not going to be what you think it is, because if it was, you would have fixed it already. And then making it a person gives you access to two things, more information than you had, but it also lights you up neurologically so that we can kind of scratch the record of your brain, which has laid down these really deep grooves over every moment and every year of your existence. We can scratch those grooves that protect you from what you want unconsciously and lay down a new track. But first we need to make it safe. Change happens at the speed of safety.
I like that change. I know, I like that change happens at the speed of safety, which is so true, and I think a lot of times we don't even realize that. But you mentioned, I've had a lot of guests on the show that they talk about the whole connection of that mindset and money, how, you know, you view it, what you're thinking, that the two pretty much kind of go hand in hand. But you have a different approach and opinion about mindset being that secret to financial abundance.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that?
If mindset works for you, do what works. Do whatever works for you. In my experience, mindset will take you a few inches, maybe. I believe that if mindset really worked, nobody in the United States would have to go on a diet again. It's because that's not where... Our conscious mind runs out of gas and just that really gets tired. Our willpower gets exhausted. Our positive thinking gets exhausted, especially in the face of obstacle after obstacle after obstacle. There have been studies that show that, I think it was the University of Wales came up with a study that affirmations make us feel worse. Because I can sit here and say, I am thin, fabulous, rich, and loved. But if I'm not seeing that in my life, it just magnifies the gap. So what I want to do is shift what I call our heart set. I think a millionaire heart set is a lot more powerful because the mind will follow the heart. But we are led by our appetites. And we are led by our desires, and we are also led by our aversions. So if we can flip it and get money and love on the same team in more than an intellectual way, where I'm like, this money is this beautiful, romantic, hot life partner who loves you more than anybody in the world and is worthy of your deepest trust and respect and is fun you're going to have a very different of money in your life. And you're going to be motivated differently, less motivated by fear and scarcity and conflicting values. And it just, it allows you to be your best self, your most generous, happy, noble, abundant, magical self. And external circumstances, it's wild. Because I come from a family of lawyers and rocket scientists, so, and a witchy mom. and the witchiness is winning because I love logical, left-brain strategic stuff. But my results, while I still do left-brain action-taking strategic stuff, my results come from that unexplainable, energetic, magical place. And I figure my law of attraction people who are listening are going to really dig that. But I have to say that I have some stuff with law of attraction too. I think that being afraid of negative feelings is actually dangerous. What happens is it's like you're putting, let's say you have a snake bite and you're putting a Band-Aid on it instead of sucking out the poison.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is you put a Band-Aid on it and it turns inward. So we have negative experiences. We have traumas. We have victim experiences. They are sacred or they wouldn't happen. And it's so much more powerful to use it. Use it like jet fuel and transmute it. So that's why that horrible, like soul crushing, I want to get off the planet and I want to get off now experience was so precious and useful to me because I wouldn't be where I am today without it. And the more we try to rationalize and pretend we don't have those experiences, the more we get stuck in the mud in between of the good and the bad. So what I'm going for is alchemy, which is the transmutation of our most leaden experience, everything that is getting in the way of what we want, the real reasons that we protect ourselves from money and love. And health, and whatever is your block, the real reasons you protect yourself from what you want, you can't have what you want until you find out why you push it away. And when you find out why, then we can make it safe. So I had my biker dude, and it was clear as day to me that there was no way that I could have money in my life if that was the guy, because I could feel how dangerous he was. And I could feel how I didn't even have a choice. I couldn't be with him. And I knew that I could never have money in my life if that was the guy. I had to get rid of him. He could not be my money. I had to get rid of him, and I did. And I'll talk a little bit more about that later. But I got rid of him. Yay. And that created a really big problem because I had just gotten rid of my only relationship with money, and I lived in Los Angeles. So,
you know,
right?
when you talk about that place that we go through, that place of being in some type of pain, experiencing it, like you said, a lot of people will get stuck there. They'll avoid it. They don't walk through it. But that's where the growth occurs. Some of the best development for ourselves, some of the best creations come from that place. You think about music and some of the songs that can come from that place and, you know, theater and everything, the stories that we're able to write and what comes from that place if we allow ourselves to walk through that moment.
If we don't, we're never going to get through it. And those experiences humanize us. They give us a window into the human experience that allows us to respect the pain and experiences of others. I think without these experiences, we would be monsters. There's just a real hubris of happiness that we can't understand what others go through until we have been down in there too. So no, I'm not a big fan or advocate of pain and suffering, but since it is part of our contract, having bodies, you know, get the treasure from it so that it doesn't need to stick around. You know, and by the way, this is huge. This is, I think, why coaching is so magical, is people carry a shame and they carry a trauma their whole lives that maybe nobody believed them or they were never able to share safely. And when you are able to share that with somebody who doesn't question you, and just like, my job is not to question how bad it was or whether it happened or tell you to change your perception or any of that. That is not my job. My job is to go, oh my God, that is horrible. And there's something that happens when we are finally respected and our experience is finally validated and respected, then it doesn't have to keep screaming. So we need to go into that dark place. Particularly, it's more powerful with a witness who isn't going to try and change it or change you, but is just there to be your witness and be on your side. And that itself is so powerful. And then when you can use it, like you uncover, and, you know, I was speaking earlier about how, you know, money beliefs and money stories are not the root cause. It's the stuff that money represents. That's where you're going to find your monster. So betrayal. Anything that has ever made you feel unloved or unworthy or not safe in this world, any accidents, any desire to die, eating disorders, very useful for this. The things that really don't look like they have to do with money are usually the most powerful. You just look for, where is the pain? Where have you ever felt like you just didn't belong in this world? Or any shame that you have about not being good enough? Any experience of everybody else gets it, but I don't. By the way, if you're listening and you think, oh, this process may work for other people, but not for me, use that, you know, and you are building your case against why you would even want to be alive. And we don't want you to dissociate or go, you know, trigger a trauma, but we want you to have enough juice that when we take the next step, step number two, which is then you give personhood to the cause, as if there is some entity who exists only to mess with you and make you miserable until you don't want to be alive anymore. And I call that your money monster, even though it probably doesn't even feel remotely like money. It just feels like hatred. And maybe the worst things you say to yourself, imagine that those words are coming from that monster person whispering into your ear so it sounds like your own voice and your own thoughts. And you just want to make it all bad. All bad. Because ultimately, everything that you don't want in your existence or in the world, everything that just is not acceptable, should not have space in your life experience, we want to put it in that monster. So you can start with your own personal experience, but then add your ancestors, because you didn't get to where you are in a vacuum. You didn't invent your monster. It was given to you, and it's been with you since birth, and it has just grown and adapted to know all of your buttons and all of your weak spots to just inflict maximum pain. And we make it separate than you. It's not you. It's also not your parents, even if your parents are monstrous, because step number three is you need to get rid of it by any means necessary. I have, through the experience of coaching so many thousands of people and seeing who gets the best results, I would say grand gestures really count here. The bloodier the better. Make it really dramatic. Annihilate this monster. It's your imagination, any weapon of your choice. And that could be a nuclear bomb or a love bomb. It could be a fiery pit. It could be a meat grinder. I had a client run over her money monster with a monster truck. You've got to love that. Whatever is going to be that release. You were talking about the victim experience a few minutes ago, Carolyn, and one of the ways we rise up out of it is setting really strong boundaries, and the boundary of no, being like that wrathful goddess like Durga in India. And we have these, you know, archetypes around the world of just that, you know, sacred warrior goddess who annihilates ignorance and evil and all that kind of stuff. You get to be her in that moment because only one of you gets to survive. So we want to make sure it's you, and you make sure that monster is gone completely for good, no bloody bits to reconstitute into a monster zombie. So I want you in that place where I was when I got rid of my monster of yay, oh, heck, now what? Because there's a big empty space, and nature abhors a vacuum, and we have to fill it.
So
you're ready for something different.
To begin to really have money fall in love with you, you got to start by understanding what the root cause is for yourself. Like, you know, as you've been going through, you had this six-step process, and you've explained three of the steps where you talk about,
right,
you know, identifying
We're
this
gonna
root
get to the
cause.
Fun part. Yeah,
and then
not,
you talk about creating this money monster.
Yeah.
And I believe that, you know, at some point in our lives, we've had this money monster who's kind of, you know, for a lot of coaches and people I've talked to, it's about that self-worth and not feeling like, okay, I should just be giving this away for free. I shouldn't be charging for my products or my services. You see that a lot in business where this guilt comes up, or individuals who kind of keep themselves in a state of debt. I mean, and they're kind of they go through struggling with money, and there's always a bill to pay, and they can't see a way past it. You know, but kind of figuring out, okay, what's really at the root cause of this? Why do I kind of do these things and make these decisions? And then creating this kind of money monster. Yours was the biker, you know, who was just
that was the first
mean.
One. I've done it. Yeah, you get to do it. It's like a spiritual hygiene. You just do it whenever new circumstances come up, like pandemics. And it's like, ooh, the world is not feeling safe. I think I have a new monster. So, and you just do it. And every time you do it, your connection to the honey gets more real, gets deeper, gets better. So it's a good thing to do it again. And I can go for years without doing it, and then I can go through a period where, like, whoa. and I just have to do it more frequently. But the payoff, it's like it breathes new life in the relationship. It allows the money honey to evolve as you evolve. In answer to how to make money fall in love with you, first you have to get rid of all the things that are not love, and that's the monster. And you brought up, you know, I love that you brought up coaches who want to give it away for free. Like, obviously, I know that dance really, really well. And what that is saying that I wish money didn't exist. I can't be with money. I don't want money. I wish money didn't exist. And what an incredibly painful and rejecting message that is. If I were to say to you, Carolyn, I hate you. You cause war. You cause exploitation. You cause all the pain in the world. I don't want to have anything to do with you. I only have a relationship with you because I have to, but I wish you didn't exist. How would that make you feel?
Like, why are you even around me? Let's just end this. Like, we don't have to be friends.
And if you loved me and wanted to be with me and I was saying that to you every day, how would that make you feel?
Well, hey, where are we going next? What are we going to do? How are we going to grow together? You know, what can we create?
Yeah.
That kind of, it's more of that positive response.
Well, except that in the case with me and my money honey, because, okay, so I have this vacuum. I have this problem. I just got rid of my only relationship with money. And I need a relationship with money, but I really don't want a relationship like the biker. And I need a new relationship before the biker comes back because I wasn't all violent and dramatic at that time. It was just through coaching other clients and seeing what works that I've become more bloodthirsty. So I asked myself, well, who could I want in my life so much that I would want this person even if it was money? And fortunately, because I was in such a heightened emotional state, you know, through the monster experience and the stuff that happened the day before, it all came easily. It just spontaneously popped into place. And when I asked myself that, I instantly saw this tall, dark, handsome, gorgeous, romantic, sweet man, all dressed up in a tuxedo, holding a bouquet of red flowers because he wanted to woo me. And he loved me. And that was so weird. Like, the idea that money loved me never, ever crossed my imagination or my experience before in my life. It was really bizarre, but also delicious. And he was so lovable. And I instantly also got how much I had been breaking his heart year after year after year by insulting him and rejecting him. Because I was sort of cheating on him with the monster and pushing this honey away all those years. And I got a real sense of, oh, my God, I've been the gatekeeper all this time and I never knew it. I've been pushing him away and I never knew it. And this is a big key. I'm not teaching anybody to sit on a couch while your money honey goes out and does your life and showers you with gems and riches while you just think positively on your couch. That's not why you have a body. That's not why you're here. You have the body. You have the power in the relationship. You have the power to break your money honey's heart, who loves you more than anybody in the world. That's how you know it's your money honey. So step number four is you meet your money honey. Decades ago, I would say create your money honey, but I like it better when it's like this person just shows up and he knows who he is, or she. Either, you know, whoever sparks your heart, it works a little better when it's a romantic relationship. And I also know that somebody listening may have such trauma with relationship and may have sexual trauma in their background. So I just want to put it out there. Your money, honey, always, always, always respect your boundaries. You always set the pace in the relationship. And if sexy or romantic is not safe, you don't have to go there. As the relationship evolves, it may shift into that, but it's perfectly acceptable to just choose, you know, to just have a person show up who is safe and lovable and is your equal. So we don't want to make your money, honey, Oprah or God. You know, somebody who has just a lot more power than you, because that's a monster dynamic. We don't want to infantilize you. We want to empower you. And then you have this amazing, intimate, beloved partner who adores you and is on your team and shares your values. So you want to save the world, your money honey is down for that and wants to do that too with you. So that's step number four, meeting your money honey. Step number five is now you have a conversation. And this is where you get really good information, like really good access to your own intuition, but because it comes from the voice of the other, it doesn't have your neurosis. It doesn't have, like, you know, all of your baggage. You get to see yourself through the eyes of your beloved who sees you as the gorgeous, brilliant, powerful, creative, divine person you are, like who you really are, without like what you're presenting yourself on in the moment. Like you get to see yourself as who you really are through the eyes of your money, honey. And now you get to take a look at your circumstances, and you get to look at it together, and you get to look at it through the eyes of your money, honey, without all of your fears and limitations. You get to see it clearly, as you can see opportunities that you've never seen before. I suggest that as a starting point for the conversation, a really good place to start is asking a question like, what do you need from me so you can stay with me? Which is a very different question than what do you need from me so you can love me? The love is there. It's unconditional. It's a given. And if it ever isn't, that's a monster. Start from step one and go through the six steps again. But so right now we have a honey. And you can say, what do you need from me? The first time I asked that, my money honey said, I need you to love me and stop treating me like a monster. Which was such a, like, powerful, vulnerable request. And that was when I really got the sense of, oh, my God, I've been the jerk in the relationship. Not as a, I'm bad, but as a, wow, I really, really don't want to hurt this person because this person is so lovely. So we made a deal because I didn't, it's like, okay, so what would this look like to stop treating this person like a monster? Well, next time he gives me a gift, which looks like a potential client, instead of getting all weird and icky about charging, like it's a shameful, shameful, horrible, smelly monster that I don't want anybody to know about, I would just say thank you by stating my fee with like that love and affection for this person. And so step number six is a concrete, measurable action, and I made a commitment that next time he gave me a gift, I would say thank you. And that would look like just stating my fee. And the very next day, like less than 24 hours later, four people reached out to me wanting to hire me. And in that day, four people did hire me and pay me double what I'd ever charged before. And that was just the first baby step, because I've coached thousands of people since then. That was when I started to I eventually had to create waiting lists and groups and write my book for the people who don't hire me, and I've made millions of dollars. My client results are way more dramatic. One of my favorite, because I've really been just getting in touch with past clients in the last few months just to catch up, and it's so exciting to hear what's going on, especially when what you do with them sticks, because that's what we all want as coaches. So
yes.
Gabriella, for example, young woman who was in over her head six figures in debt, coming from an impoverished family living in New York, so she had to pay her own bills and send money home and had six figures of student debt and saw no way out, wasn't getting a job in the field that she had studied. And I coached her. We first had a VIP day. I did private coaching. I took her on my retreat, my Money Goddess retreat, which at that time was in Bali. And as soon as she got back, she started getting jobs. People were suddenly interested in her. And now she is on the Forbes Business Council. She is the creator of Latino Wall Street. She is on TV all the time. She was just posting on Instagram that she was interviewed and profiled on like the number one TV show in Latin America. And she's happily married to a great guy living on a beach in Puerto Rico now. And I'm just like, oh. That's, and she's not the only one. They're just like story after story after story. And it really, it comes from the inside. And it doesn't just change your relationship with money. It changes your relationship with people, with your family, with your love relationships, with the people you work with or for or who work for you. I mean, it just, it changes the way you value yourself. It changes your relationship with yourself in life. But we call it money only because money affects everything, and money is an area that needs our love and healing, both as individuals and people who are happy and secure make the world better. So that's what I want to create. And there's no better pain door for that than your relationship with money.
You know, for somebody who may be listening to us right now, they're just saying, okay, this sounds good, but I am, they're in such a place, especially with the pandemic that we've experienced, that they're in this place of fear and loss, that they may have lost their job, they got this mount on the debt. Can they really find their money, honey, and create this for themselves?
Yes, and you're already almost there. And that's the irony. Like, I do respect circumstances. I do respect systemic circumstances that really make an uneven playing field. So use it. I have coached. If you go to my website, MorganaRay.com, and you click on Success Stories, it just goes on forever, and it's just the stories that I got around to bothering to post. But I get letters from people. Like, there was one woman who was out of work for 14 months and heard me talk about this and slayed her monster and went to a job fair the next day and got a great job. And her story is in there somewhere. There's a huge advantage to being in a bad place. And no, I don't want you in a bad place. But if you're having that experience, I want you to take advantage of it. There was years ago a woman who saw me speak at a live event, remember back when we did those. And she came up to me after I spoke, and I don't know what inspired her to share this with me, but she told me that at that moment she was suicidal. And I've been there. I've been there, and I know what it's like, and I know how dangerous it is. And I told her what I think would have helped me, because it's true. And I said to her that your only job right now is to stay alive. Really and truly, it will get better, but you have to stay alive long enough for that. And I didn't try to sell her on anything. I had made an offer from the stage for my Money Goddess Experience Home Study course, and she bought it, even though she was in horrible financial anxiety and in that deep, dark, despairing place that I was when we talked about how did I become this wealth coach by being in that really dark, despairing place. And so I didn't know it, but she bought the program. I found out when I went home later, and I was offering a 15-minute quick start call to everybody at that event who bought this product. So we had a call a few weeks later. And this is what I found out. The first week when she did the process on her own, she received a huge check out of the blue. I think an investment that she'd made many, many years ago that had never made a dime suddenly made a lot of money. And I have it all recorded somewhere, but for now I'm not really sure of the numbers, but I think she got a check for $10,000 or $20,000. And
oh,
then
wow.
She did the process again a couple days later and got a bigger check for $50,000. And this is before we coached. And by the way, you know, I love it when people have breakthroughs without me. I really, really am. I'm pouring every drop of how that I can cram into our time together. I don't expect anybody to master in an hour what I've been doing for 20 years, but I really, if the shift can happen, I want it to happen. And for all the coaches who say teach the what, not the how, that works for them. I love it. I love getting emails from people who had a breakthrough just from a free talk like this. So this woman called me for her quick start call. I think it was about 2 weeks after she bought the program. And I could hear, and this is what, you know, going to your question about, you know, in a really, really bad place, I could hear some pain that she hadn't accessed that was still there that I thought had a lot of potential for, like, an even bigger, badder, scarier, more hurtful money monster. Mm-hmm. So I pointed to, and in her case it was, her son was Armenian, so there's the whole Armenian Holocaust. So whatever trauma your ancestry brings, you get to use that too, because there's no way it doesn't impact you. And there's no way that it doesn't have to do with your money monster, because all of those things were really honestly driven by fear, scarcity, and greed and money. So I added that to the mix, and the weirdest thing happened. And I never know what's going to happen or when. I just know how to coach. I just know how to coach this process and give somebody an experience of money that they've never, ever had before in their lives. But other stuff happens, and it still amazes me. But I found out that from her a few days later, that a couple hours later, she got a call and somebody wanted to look at her house that had been for sale for years, and nobody had even looked at it in over a year. And they looked at the house, and they made an offer, and she sold that house for $1.2 million by the end of the weekend. We spoke on a Friday. By the end of the weekend, that house was being sold. So
wow.
That is my example of over $1 million within a few hours. Like, that, usually it's more like around $10,000 is like, comes up a lot. But the reason I bring up her story is because the depth of that pain creates so much energy. If you think of a slingshot, it created such easy access to such a horrible monster, which is the portal to the honey and the new reality. So before circumstances change, you already experience a different experience of reality. And the worse it is, that slingshot just makes it the easier to catapult yourself over into this new experience. And when you look at the world with your money, honey, even before things have changed because you've changed. And you are better equipped because you're not operating from fear, and we never make good decisions from fear. You're operating from love. You're operating from self-love. And you're relaxed and you're safe. And that's when your genius brain, the frontal lobe, wakes up and kicks in, and you see things differently than you did before, even before anything changes. And then things change.
Now, you actually have this process where, you know, there's beginning steps that people can say, you know, take where, you know, I can't just go on a retreat yet, or I can't, you know, afford to expensive coaching. But you have
right.
the book that you wrote, Financial Alchemy, 12 Months of Magic and Manifestation, is a great place to start, where someone can,
yes.
can begin to start making some shifts and some changes to bring their definition of financial abundance, slaying their, you know, money monster by just starting with the book. Can you talk a little bit about the book and then the best place for them to find the book?
Of course, my pleasure. First of all, yeah, the book, it's a hybrid of book and self-coaching system. I created the book that I've always wanted because I will read a book and it'll make so much sense and be so great, and then I'll put it away and years go by and I'm not implementing it. So I created my own manifestation system that I was using daily for years and achieving beyond my goals. And that's what I put into this book, my own manifestation system that also keeps you in constant relationship with your money, honey. So it's part book and it's part system, just to put that out there. And please, please, please look at the testimonials and the success stories on Amazon, because there are so many wild stories from people that I had never met and didn't know. And a quick tip, just strategic to the coaches who are listening, is when people can have a breakthrough with your free or your cheap stuff, they are so much better prepared to hire you, and they make the very best clients. One of my all-time favorite clients is a woman named Pam, who, because it's this, you know, book, journal, coaching system, would buy my book every year. And the second year that she did it, she had her first $250,000 sales month before she hired me. And then when she hired me, we got rid of, like, how money was getting in the way of love. And I got my favorite thing that came out of our year of coaching was she, one day I got a text message of her and her sweetheart on a beach with Lay's holding a sign saying, just married. Because when her relationship with money got safe, her relationship with love got safe. And that's still, like, just an endless source of happiness and support for her now. And now she's gone from being the employee who is making those sales for other people to being the big boss lady of a multi-million dollar company that she used to work for. So, yeah, you know, you want the best clients. Give as much transformation away as you can for free, because if somebody has a positive outcome without you, first of all, you've tested, you know, the proof of concept. You know your stuff works on this person, and now they're in a better position to hire you. So that, you know, that's my reason for the book is, A, I can't coach 8 billion people on planet Earth, and don't really want to, but I want to help as many people as I can. And the people who do my book very, very often show up as ideal clients too. And by the way, if you want to hire me, you can do that too. But I honestly, you know, I just believe people are smart, and if they've already decided they want to hire me, they will figure out how to hunt me down. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to sell that. So I recommend the book. My favorite place for you to get my book is if you go to my website, MorganaRay.com. You will see it, like, smack in your face on the homepage. And if you click there, you get directed to my book page. And when you get your book, and you'll buy it from Amazon, you can buy it from Barnes & Noble. Apparently, I think I'm carried by Walmart. I just found out by accident this week. I'm like, I am Middle America now, which is really mind-blowing. But anyway, I digress. The reason I say buy it, go to my website, wherever you buy it, is if you come back to my website and you enter your name and your email address and your receipt number, there is an extra bonus that nobody else knows about. There's a bonus inside the book because there's, as you can tell, there's a quality to my voice and my storytelling that just doesn't show up in text. There's stuff in the book that you don't get here. But I want you to have all of it. So there's a bonus inside the book of an audio class. Yay. But there's also a 2.5-hour Q&A that I did after my book launch, because nothing is more fascinating and entertaining, and there's no better information than what comes up when people are doing the process and they hit a block. And those are my favorite questions. And so for 2.5 hours, I just took questions from people who were doing the process and they were getting stuck in their money monster or their money honey, and that's where the really best information comes out. So if you go to my website and you enter your information there, you will get that bonus Q&A call as well, because I really, really want you to succeed.
And what I also like is that on your website, when you go there and you see the book, you also see the progression of you've went through the book and you've seen these videos, you've seen the Q&A, but then you have specific MP3s for money and women and money and men that also make this, it's the impact that our relationship with money has on the rest of our lives, from our, day-to-day functions and, communication, relationship, how that relationship with money can block us at times from other relationships that we're trying to create. So it's I love how you lay it out from you. I start with the book, and then after you go through that, here's what's next for you, and it progresses over time to take you to this place of full financial abundance and the things that we desire. So I encourage our listeners to definitely, check the website out and see what's there, and, because I know this is a lot to take in the hour that we've been together. But as Morgana has said, you can break free from this money monster that has been holding you captive and turn him or her into your money honey and attract that money like the desired lover that you'd like to have in your life, that passionate relationship with money.
Thank you. Yeah, I think relationship is holographic, and ultimately, the whole purpose of money, and really the only good, worthwhile purpose of money, is to serve a great love and lifestyle and legacy. And anything that doesn't serve love, lifestyle, and legacy becomes a perversion and a monster. Mm. So we're all of us, wherever we are, and we're all on this journey. And it's honestly, whether you're on public assistance or you're a billionaire, because I've coached the whole spectrum, we are all on a journey to be free to focus on love and lifestyle and legacy and really find our fulfillment and happiness through those three things. And you do that by getting rid of the monster and then having your money honey be your partner with that.
I would be, a horrible host if I did not mention that you have a podcast, speaking of love, that's called Crazy Sexy Midlife Love, which is great. People can call in, they can ask questions, and you do it with your husband. Can you talk a little bit about that before we close out the show?
Oh, yeah. Oh, so this is kind of embarrassing, but 22 years after I changed my relationship with money, I could no longer ignore. I had the exact same dynamic with love because I could hear myself talking about protecting yourself from what you want. And it's like, oh, Morgana, that's happening with love. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing. So I actually did the same process with my love monster and met my husband 2 months later. And at 45, and got married for the first time in my life at 47. And then kept getting married to the same guy because then he came up with the idea, hey, let's get married 100 times in 100 countries. And I actually had this theory, just like my money honey was there just trying to be in my life and I kept pushing him away. It's like love was trying to be there, but I had very, very good reasons to protect myself from love because it was trying to kill me my whole life. And once I got rid of the love monster and love was safe, it was like all that love that got was like this pent up, you know, energy of love just like came in bigger than I ever imagined. So last year, my husband and I, you know, we're home for a year like everybody else. And we celebrated, what a horrible thing to say, the pandemic, which, you know, is horrible. But we just decided to focus on love. So we started our podcast, Crazy Sexy Midlife Love. And my premise for the show is that midlife love is better because we're smarter and we make better choices. And if somebody's not relationship ready, it's like so super easy peasy obvious. We have less patience. We're not dating people's potential anymore. Next, move on. And grown-up love is just better. It's more fun. It's less dramatic in that horrible, like, self-annihilating. It's less heartbreaking. It can be. And we can put all that energy into actually being great relationship partners, putting love first, and having fun. And that's what the show is about.
And we do every February on Let's Coach, we have this special romance and a relationship series. So we do hope that you will come back during that time and be able to talk more about this.
Yes.
We will definitely, because I haven't listened to part of your you know, episodes there. It will definitely be a very interesting show when we talk about midlife love, which, as you said, is very different. But that's another reason why I really like the money and women and money and men MP3s, because it's that it talks a little bit about, you know, that feminine, I can never say feminine component that comes with, you know, that relationship with money, and then how, you know, it's very different for men and women, and being able to kind of dive a little deeper into that. And the MP3 is not expensive at all. So I encourage our listeners to check out Morgana's website. It's in the notes there. You'll see a link to the website where you can find all the things that we've been talking about today. And I know we are getting ready to close out here, and I want to, I always love to ask my the individuals I'm interviewing, my guests, this question as we close out the show. And you have 30 seconds to leave a message with our audience. What is that key takeaway that you'd like to leave them with?
Change happens at the speed of safety. If you've been pursuing something and not getting what you want, you're not a failure, you're not a loser. It's because you love yourself so much that you are protecting yourself, and you're not insane. You have very good reasons to protect yourself. But the wonderful thing is when you find out what the danger really is, not what you think it is, then you can make it safe to have what you want even better than you ever imagined possible.
Mm. Wow, Morgana, thank you so much for joining us today here on Let's Coach. You know, for our listeners out there, we got to slay these money monsters, these love monsters that are not allowing us to live this fulfilled, really wonderful, awesome, passionate life that we can have. So I encourage you, visit her website. Again, it's in the notes here, MorganaRay.com. And I want to thank you again. Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure. Anytime. You rock. Thank you for having me, Carolyn.
And I want to say, you know, for our listeners again, thank you so much, because I know you have a choice of what podcast you can listen to, and I thank you so much and appreciate you for tuning in with us. And again, if you're really enjoying the show, please subscribe, like the episodes, leave us a comment. And if you want to be connected with the guests, definitely reach out to me. Go to carolyn360.com. Again, thank you so much. We have so many exciting shows planned for you as we continue on with this season. It's season 9 for us here. But thank you so much. Again, we've had Morgana Ray with us. Thank you. And I want you to stay safe. And remember, if it ain't broke, make it better. Have an awesome, blessed week, everyone. Bye-bye.